F980812, Without Preconceived Notions. Gary's Notes. Today I am making my second attempt to speak face to face with my counselor, the Holy Spirit. In my heart, I have already laid all on the altar. I remember the Lord's counsel to me from years ago when He said, quote, "Seek me without preconceived notions, without forcing me to fit in with your plans. Then I will give you my dreams. I will plant my vision and my dream within you. You now know the futility of anything but my word bringing joy to your life. My word brings all things richly into your life to enjoy. You will find that as you walk more and more in my perfect will, that it will be the delight of your heart and the rejoicing of your spirit. Prepare to receive my dreams. Thy husband comes." End of quote. Gary's Notes. Rather than start right in asking the Holy Spirit a lot of questions, I decided to simply seek Him without preconceived notions, by simply listening to whatever He has to say to me. I may ask Him specific questions at a later date, but for today, I think my best course of action is to simply sit here and listen. End of Gary's Notes. "Hear me, son, hear me, son, for my wisdom is not like that of man's. My wisdom comes from the throne which is above. My wisdom is always pure, peaceable, full of mercy and good fruits. Oh, you have chosen well, my son. You have chosen well to turn to the Counselor whom the Father has sent unto you. As you hearken to my voice and learn to lean upon my strength, you will rise above all circumstances and all realms of attack. Listen to my voice and hearken unto me, says the Lord. For I have wisdom, I have ideas, I have knowledge brought from the throne, things that you have not even thought of. You will receive my counsel. I will not lead you in wrong paths. I will lead you in the right ways of the Lord. You have chosen well, son, you have chosen well. This is the path to glory, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord to you again, my son. There are many deceivers. The deceivers have so filled my body that it overflows and spews out into the world with deception that is so far from my mind that in no wise can I touch it, associate with it, much less bless it. There are few that seek my face, and of those few they do it seldom, not much. I yearn and I look and I seek for those who will sit and receive the counsel of my spirit. You will receive more precise instruction than you ever bargained for, says the Lord. Think not that I will not answer your heart cry, for I will. I have come for this reason. I have come for this purpose. I have come to set your feet one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, on His path, and His path only for your life. You have chosen well. Learn to follow me. Train others to follow you as you follow me, says the Lord. I desire all to hearken to my voice and follow in the steps that the Lord has chosen for them. I will lead without fail to the utmost and highest purpose of His will for your life, says the Lord. Concerning those things which you have spoken in my ear, have not I spoken in your ear to feed my sheep without price and to lead my lambs without cost? Have I not spoken in your ear to do these things, says the Lord? I am pleased with your obedience in these matters. The problem has been not seeking my wisdom nor seeking my counsel in a precise way to cause the transfer of wealth which you see in your spirit. You have taken small steps, tiny steps, towards the knowledge which I have in those matters. But now that you are learning to hear my voice precisely, those small steps shall become large strides, the strides of a man full grown, the strides of a man of the stature of David, who will go forth and plunder the enemy's realm and gather in that which truly belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be handed unto Him for His use, to prosper the Father's kingdom. No, 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 you did not miss it regarding feeding my sheep without price and leading my lambs without cost. But my wisdom, more wisdom now, precise wisdom is coming. what you would call bizarre instructions to cause the transfer of wealth. One thing and one thing only is required for the wealth transfer to be accomplished, and that is obedience to my voice. Obedience without question is the price of great rewards. Know and understand that I receive and answer questions regarding precise knowledge required to take action. Questions such as when, where, how, these questions I answer. I do not always receive and answer questions concerning the motivations of him who sent you. These gender delay. You have not yet understood the requirement of immediate action based upon my instruction, for your enemy is not stationary. Your enemy is not inactive. Obedience without question regarding motives is required, says the Lord. Although I will answer precise questions regarding method, to provide you with accuracy of knowledge for action's sake. The two most common reasons for failure and disaster in my body are, number one, my people do not seek my counsel. They do not seek it directly. They do not seek it as if I was real. And number two, when they hear my counsel, they often delay past the point where deliverance would have come. Again, your enemy is not stationary. Your enemy is not inactive. Now be encouraged to know this. Those that seek my voice and seek my counsel on a regular basis, it is to them that I show things to come. They can even take measures and steps ahead of time as I show them troop movements of the enemy. I show them ahead of time. I give them counsel on what to say and what to do in order to thwart the plans of the enemy, even before his troops are in place. The plans are brought to nothing, and they are thwarted even before he can assemble his forces against you. For these reasons, I say again, learn. Learn obedience without question, and learn obedience without delay. You should know that I give complete counsel. What general would send his troops into the fray without sufficient orders from the command post? Orders that would render the enemy powerless. When you know not sufficiently those things required to take action, then know and understand that you have not yet heard my entire counsel. Come, sit, listen until the counsel is complete. For I will not send you lacking. I will not send you without the plan. I will not send you without precise instruction. I will not send you without that which is required to render a complete victory every time. There is no defeat in me, says the Lord, and there shall be no defeat in you as you hearken to my complete counsel.